Welcome to WGIL Galesburg Live. Now, this week's host, Will Stevenson.
Good morning. It's 717 at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. This is the last Galesburg Live of 2017, and I'm Will Stevenson, hosting it for the last time in 2017. Mind blown, right? Thanks for joining us this morning. Got a lot of good stuff in the next 2 hours. If you're listening an hour from now, I think you're really going to find it interesting. We're going to meet 18-year-old Laurel Almquist. She's from Galva. And she has gotten a lot of publicity in recent weeks and months because she is quite an accomplished player of the harp, which is very interesting. So she's going to join us in the studio, and hopefully we'll hear some of that harp playing in person. So I thought that might be an interesting way to end 2017, short of course, talking to 7th Ward Alderman and Galesburg Attorney Jeremy Carlin, who is in the studio for this hour. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Will.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, that's right. Well, thanks for having me, Will. I'm sorry. It's not quite caffeinated yet.
I understand that, and we'll try to muddle through it anyway.
But, okay.
We were just talking off the air, and you were doing fine.
So. Yeah, I know. I got nervous all of a sudden.
That's okay.
Will, you just make me nervous, I guess. You know.
Wow, you're the first person to tell me that ever. Usually I'm calming and authoritative and delightful to talk to.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I don't believe that either for myself. So anyway, yeah, good to have you here. I wanted to talk to you this morning. It's been a while since we've had you in. A while back, we talked strictly about legal stuff, and we'll get into that a little bit maybe in the next half hour. But earlier in the month, we talked to the mayor, so I thought I might as well try to bring in an alderman as well, and that's where you come in.
Well, yeah. Well, thanks for having me. I mean, it's been a great year, an amazing year. It's also, in many respects, I think, a bridge year.
Yeah.
Literally and figuratively. a lot of work. We've done a lot of work, but a lot of things that have been happening behind the scenes to get us ready for next year, which we'll talk about in a little bit.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a minute indeed, but I want to ask you about the main issue we're dealing with here, and that's the weather with the first real snowfalls here.
There's really nothing I can do about the weather, Will.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Really? Oh, you know, man. Why did I vote you into office?
Well, I mean, I can do what I can in my little ward. But if you go to the 7th Ward, it's 70 and balmy right now. But the rest of the city and where you live in, East Galesburg?
I live in East Galesburg, yeah.
There's nothing I can do about that.
Yeah, well, I wish you could, really.
But, you know, I drove in this morning and, it's still slick out there.
Yeah.
Take your time on the roads. They are mostly, in fact, all plowed, which is good.
And that's what I wanted to lead to. I should mention, by the way, we do have a couple of weather-related cancellations in, and you can find those on our website, WGIL.com. That's what I was leading to, is the plowing of the streets. Kind of give me your early it seems like maybe this snowfall is kind of happening a little later than we're normally used to, but
it was unnaturally
warm
for a long time, and then nature has a way of balancing itself out, and so we are now in an unnaturally cold streak and snowy streak. I mean, it's not a lot of snow, but I think ultimately in the last week we've gotten 6 or 7 inches, mm-hmm. but it's cold enough where it's not melted, and so. And then we're going to get into the couple of days here where it's going to get very cold. And, we have if there are problems, we have places that are in town that people can go to get warm, the public safety building. And if it's a situation where we run into a number of people, we can open up formal warming stations and we'll, with the Red Cross, and we'll get the word out. But obviously, take care to make sure that you shovel your walk for your mailman and for your neighbors, and be good citizens that way. And
isn't it required by ordinance to you have to shovel?
I don't believe that it is.
I know some places it is.
I use my Facebook site to kind of float some ideas. And yeah. I floated the idea of just what you said, which is that certain communities have a requirement that you're supposed to shovel your walk, at least, you know, within 24 or 48 hours of a certain amount of snow. And, you know, particularly, you know, you would think that businesses would do that, but businesses yeah. don't. And, you know, for people who need to walk down the street, like, you know, and now I have a dog and mm-hmm. I, you know, walk my dog, you know, 3 or 4 times a day. And, you know, this morning, you know, it can be treacherous out there. And, but, you know, kind of sounding it out, you know, one, we don't want to, we try not to be as, you know, overbearing as a city government,
yeah.
believe it or not.
But yeah. And I think of it in terms of, on one hand, you know, you don't necessarily want to legislate, I think, people doing the right thing. But on the other hand, it can kind of be a public safety issue.
Well, right. I mean, I guess in this at this time, in this day, far too often doing the right thing, you know, is lost on people. But mm-hmm. I mean, that's what my neighbors say about me all the time. But
they've met you clearly, no.
Right? I mean, I'm sure they've called in. But it's you know, but you don't want to legislate that stuff because you know every time that you start imposing responsibilities and duties on individuals, you're going to find people who, through no fault of their own, are unable. And so, it particularly then you're going to have the disabled. The physically challenged, the age, the old elderly who mm-hmm. are, you know, people who are on fixed incomes who can't then purchase that service to get it done for them being required to undertake this duty. And, you know, how do you balance that? And so, you know, here I think the way I balance it is here I am, you know, as an alderman encouraging the citizens of Galesburg to brave the cold and shovel. It's not supposed to snow for you know, another week or even longer. And
we have a little bit of snow tonight, but it's not an accumulating snow, it looks like.
Okay. Well, it's freshen up the town right before New Year's Eve. And if you can get out there and shovel your walk for your postal carrier and for people who walk dogs, and, you know, so you can get to your car or whatever, that'd be great.
Exactly. In terms of plowing the roads and in the streets and things like that, things going as well as you would expect them to. From
you know, I haven't heard any problems, which is good. Mm-hmm. You know, we are lucky in this town. We have extraordinary employees that work for the city.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you don't hear about them, when they're doing their job right, you know, people don't complain. You know, you don't hear about it, you know.
Yeah.
But it's, for the most part, I don't hear about it because they do a great job. Now, granted, there's a time. Maybe there's the upstate New Yorker in me that kind of chafes at the idea that everything in the downtown gets plowed to the center and then that left turns
yeah,
get challenging.
But yeah, I kind of drove – I forgot about that until I came into work this morning. And sure enough, I had to go through an intersection that had snow in the middle of it.
Yeah, when I first moved here, you know, 20-some-odd years ago, I took pictures and sent them home. To my parents, they're like, look at what we do here. But, I mean, with that said, I mean, you know, we are, you know, God bless these guys who get up, you know, at the early hours or stay up late to get this done. We have great city employees who are out there having to deal with water main issues. I don't think there are right now, but with the freezing temperatures, you can imagine that could happen. The police officers and firefighters who have had to answer so many calls, you know, the list goes on and on. We are very lucky with the services that we get from our employees. They certainly are our treasure.
We have just a couple of minutes before we need to take a break here. We're talking with 7th Ward Alderman Jeremy Carlin on Galesburg Live. You mentioned occasionally floating ideas on your Alderman Facebook page, and one of the ones that came up recently and was related to an issue that seems to, I don't know, I hate to say, is getting people unnecessarily riled up one way or another, is the issue of moving water bills from quarterly to monthly. On the one hand, I can, you know, kind of sympathize with people, you know, concerned maybe that somehow magically their bills going to go up if it switches to monthly. But on the other hand, I can't completely wrap my head around people who are so adamant about keeping a bill quarterly when you pay everything else, including other utilities, on a monthly basis.
Right. You know, and, you're right. I put that on my Facebook post page, and you can find all, it's under Alderman Jeremy Carlin. I try to put a lot of city issues on there. If you're interested in it, but yeah, people are, you know, any type of change in Galesburg, you know, meets with a certain level of resistance by certain people.
Yeah.
And, you know, where I come down on this issue is where, you know, for many people, being able to budget and having enough income to then deal with the, oh, my God, this bill, this three-month bill, it's very difficult. I mean, yeah. I'm an intelligent, educated guy. I make a decent living as a lawyer. And even, you know, for me, I'm like, oh, my gosh, that's a bill I didn't even think about, you know.
Right,
and, exactly. And I know it's coming, but I didn't think about it. But there are so many people who don't have who come at, you know, their life is not nearly as easy as mine financially. And that's a very difficult bill. And so the people who complain about the change almost universally are people who are able to pay that bill when it comes, and they don't want the inconvenience of having to pay it then every month. You know, I imagine that for all these people, they're probably the almost uniform, many of them, the majority of them are paying their bills online so they could just.
Yeah.
So, you know, at the end of the day, balancing the needs of people for whom going to monthly would just make it so much easier for them to pay the bill versus the inconvenience to some of going from quarterly to monthly, you know, why don't we just try to make it easier for people to pay their bill? I mean, and aim go that way and have a little compassion and empathy for individuals who are suffering financially.
Mm-hmm.
The bills totally will not go up. I mean,
that's the biggest fear, it seems, of people, because they claim, you know, there's going to be more cost associated with.
Well, we're not passing that cost on. So, we're not passing the cost on. We are hoping that our experience will be similar to that of Monmouth's. When they went from quarterly to monthly, they saw fewer delinquencies, fewer shutoffs.
And they weren't expecting that.
And I don't know what they were expecting, but I do know that their experience was that it made it easier for people. Now we're going to have to, you know, there'll be some kinks that we'll need to iron out. In the current bill, I mean, the delinquency fine is, I don't think it's changed. It's still $55, and mm-hmm. we might need to come up with a reduced amount.
Something more reasonable.
But that's, you know, part of the legislative process. I think we're going to go to monthly bills. But again, you know, if you think about a lot of the issues in Galesburg, and where people get up in arms if you came to them with a sense of compassion and empathy for your fellow citizens, I think these things would get a lot easier on so many issues that we talk about. Mm-hmm. I think you need to take a break for a second, and we'll get back. We'll get to those in a second.
you're looking at my clock. Yeah, we do need to take a break, but just maybe one more question on this, and then we'll move on after the break. I think one of the things that I don't want to say it's being swept under the rug, because it's not, but I think one of the areas that might be, it maybe should be concerning, is the possibility of outsourcing the billing process as it goes to monthly and the cost associated with that. Is that a concern at all?
I think it's going to be offset by the money that we make. I think also, I mean, we have duties.
How can it be offset if bills aren't going to go up?
Well, because we'll have more people paying their bills on time. And,
okay.
and fewer disconnects and that. Now we may make less money because we'll have fewer penalties, but sure. I don't want to balance the city's budget on this, on people, you know, on the idea that it's difficult for people to pay this bill, therefore they'll be late.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't make any sense at all. But, we have, by going monthly, there are additional duties, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so we can go at it one of two ways. We can hire employees to do it in-house, which tends to be more expensive from the city's perspective, or we can outsource it to businesses and companies that are willing to do this for us, and that's probably less expensive.
It's going to come up for, a final vote here, the first meeting in January?
Yep, in about January 2nd.
Okay. Yeah. All right, on that note, we will take that long overdue break. I'm talking with 7th Ward Alderman and local attorney Jeremy Carlin on Galesburg Live. We'll break for a couple of messages and news here, and when we come back, we'll talk about what Alderman Carlin said about a lot of work being done to prepare for the new year in the city, among other things. It's 7:32. You're listening to Galesburg Live on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Good morning.
Now, this week's host, Will Stevenson.
Coming up on 7:40 on WGIL, this is Galesburg Live. Good morning. Thanks for joining us again. I'm Will Stevenson in this week. Joined in the studio this hour by 7th Ward Alderman and attorney Jeremy Carlin, talking about city issues for a few more minutes, and then we'll talk about some new laws going into effect, Monday, because, you know, if it wasn't for the fact that the new year was on Monday, you know.
Right, you know.
It's just like a double whammy. New laws, and they start on Monday.
Well, you know, that happens sometimes.
Exactly. But we're talking about city issues first. You mentioned that, and I'll back up and say, and I may have explained, I know I explained this to Mayor Pritchard when we had him on a few weeks ago, but I spent a couple of years covering primarily city, but some state government in Springfield. And the city budget process is going something like this. Their fiscal year starts in March. It's just past Christmas. Aldermen right now would have gotten their, quote, budget book from the city with all the budget proposals in it. Over the next couple of months, there will be special city council meetings that are more or less hearings where each department head has to explain their budget to the city. Aldermen are supposed to ask questions unless it's a specific item. They very rarely ever do. And then once the meetings are done, then they make all these changes in a last-minute fashion to the budget before they vote on it. The mayor gets ticked off because hardly anything he wanted in the budget ends up getting approved because they make all these changes at the last minute when they had this opportunity over 2 months to ask about and make all these changes anyway. I am sure glad that doesn't happen this way here.
Well, you're right. We don't do it in January, February, and March.
Yeah.
But we do, you know, we've had year. I mean, this past year was relatively smoother.
Yeah.
But, you know, we are faced with the same problem every year, which
right.
is that we have increasing costs, personnel costs particularly, but, you know, cost of everything goes up every year. That we have to then match our expenditures to our revenue. And I mean, that's the issue is that far too, if you think about our budget, it is the fiscal representation of the goals and priorities of the city.
Mm-hmm.
But far too often the budgetary process doesn't reflect that is what we're trying to do.
Yeah.
Far too often our budgetary process, which comes often to the last minute and can be hard and difficult, is making our expenditures match our revenues or mm-hmm. making our revenues match our expenditures, whichever way you want to look at it. And, in a perfect world, we would be able to better say, okay, that our budgetary process would be year-round. And in the beginning of the budgetary process, we say, these are our goals. These are our priorities. These are the things that we are important. These are the core values of city government in Galesburg.
It's really kind of more difficult than I think people may think it is, trying to match priorities to reality, I think, in a case, in reality in terms of revenues versus expenditures.
Well, I mean, they are both realities. Mm-hmm. And it's just a measure of how you address them. I mean, and You know, and coming up with what everyone agrees, or there's a consensus on what is what are the core services that City of Galesburg should be providing, mm-hmm. is a tall order. I mean, we all agree that we should be plowing the streets and there should be police and firefighters and all that. To what degree there are differences.
Yeah.
But, you know, then, you know, then there's – that's where then there's a disagreement. You know, everyone thinks that my number one job should be creating jobs. And, you know, granted, creating an environment in which job creation happens and population growth happens is my job. But
it's not your only job.
Well, it's not my job to – It is not my job to create a job. I mean, I can do that. I can do that in City Hall.
Yeah.
It amazes me.
Assuming seven other people agree with you.
Six, yes, but right.
Well, yeah. Six and the mayor.
Six
yeah.
and the mayor. You know, mayor doesn't count.
Hear that, John?
Yeah, right. John
told tell me that to the guy who signs my paycheck.
Yeah, well, okay? John does count when there are – okay. John does count when it comes to ties.
Right.
And also, to be perfectly honest, John does he sets our agendas for our meetings, and it plays a huge role in the direction of our city.
Right.
And, you know, we are blessed with a mayor who is capable, who is visionary, honestly, does great work, and also takes very little credit for it. Mm-hmm. He's like the worst politician I know. And so in many respects, then you can trust it, because you can know that the work that he's doing is not motivated by some ulterior motive to try to, you know, be the mayor of Knox County or, you know, lieutenant governor or something like that.
Yeah.
He's genuinely motivated by a sense of trying to do what's in the city's best interest. And we are lucky to have a governor, lucky to have a mayor like him. And
I was going to say, I think we all have varying opinions of the governor, but that's another discussion for another day.
No, I mean, I thought we all don't like our governor, but we also don't like our legislative leaders either. And where the debate is apparently either one, who's in charge,
yeah,
and two, who's at fault.
The governor says he's not in charge.
That's what I've heard.
His Republican opponent in the primary says, well, duh, you're not in charge, but, you know. And then the Democrats say he's not in charge either. But then again, the Democrats have somebody else who's in charge, I think.
Right.
But don't get me started on
that. I know,
that.
I know.
Yeah, I'm glad to be out of that environment for
Well,
sure.
I'd imagine. It's also nice that, I don't have to really deal with that either here yeah. in Galesburg or Knox County.
Do you think, by and large, with this budget, that we kind of hit a reasonable mark here in terms of priorities versus expenditures and revenue?
I alluded to this earlier. I think this was a bridge year.
Explain that.
Yeah, right. We're paying the bills. We're handling the things that we're doing, but we are in the process right now, within the government itself and outside of government as a community, trying to develop the goals and priorities for our city. Outside government, there's the Heart and Soul organization and other organizations who are doing yeoman's work, getting out to groups of Galesburg that normally don't hear from,
right?
That don't have an opportunity to come and talk to you in the mornings, or don't go on Facebook or our other media services to comment on articles, and so we're getting a sense of what is it that makes Galesburg awesome, what is important about Galesburg, and then what are the action items that can build on that outside of City Hall. We're doing that, but also within City Hall right now we are developing a Galesburg Comprehensive Plan that's supposed to be our guidebook for development and growth and construction and whatever within the city. And we're also doing that from a Parks and Recs perspective as well.
Right.
And we're not, you know, unfortunately, it didn't work. It didn't coincide with this year's budget. But we're going to get many of those guides within the next month or two. And so ideally, then, that will help us set our goals, priorities, and action plans for the years to come.
From your perspective, in a society where, you know, by and large, we want everything now, are those sorts of things, the comprehensive plan, whatever Heart and Soul comes up with, the Parks and Rec plan, are those things that we can afford to kind of wait on before they become, you know, living, breathing final reports or whatever?
Well, we've gone with an outdated comprehensive plan for a number of years now. I don't even want to know how old our Parks and Rec plan is. And we've never really, as a community, you know, kind of looked at ourselves in the mirror and said, you know, well, what is it that we want to be? We all of us have opinions about what Galesburg should be when it grows up.
Mm-hmm.
But we haven't done that. You know, it's something that is vital to making the budgetary process not simply just a expenditures meet revenue process, to going to how are we going to fund the priorities of the community. It's important work, and you know, but then we need to see it through, because we've in the past, this community has had times when we have met as individuals, as organizations, as groups, whatever, to kind of try to do this process, and then it kind of sat on a shelf, or it didn't. The city council wasn't willing to then take the next step. And what's going to be important to then, with all these plans that we're doing, is then saying, "Hey, okay, these are what our goals are, because this is what our constituents are telling us.
Mm-hmm.
We have to trust that process. One, and then two." Saying, okay, this is how we're going to achieve these goals, by doing these certain things in year one, year two, year three, and four, and five, and then be able to judge our process by meeting those goals on a yearly basis. And then, you know, and then also being willing, what also these projects do, the plan and the Heart and Soul, gives us then the basis on which to go do that big thing, right?
Right.
To do the audacious thing, the thing that simply isn't just keeping the lights on, but makes Galesburg stand out. And, Galesburg there is rich in examples in our history where we've taken the big risk and we've been able to reap the reward. The railroad is the most obvious example.
Yes.
Our water system is another. But you know, now, for example, in the coming year, we are thinking about having a solar power project,
right?
Which is unique. It's going to save us. Could save us up to $400,000 a year.
And may not, according to the mayor, may not cost the city a dime.
The plans that I have seen is that it's not going to cost us anything.
Right.
And so we rent out land that we have, put our land to good use. And so, I mean, it's a win-win-win. I mean, we do the environmentally correct thing by harnessing the power of the sun. Second of all, we save city government money by doing this thing that makes sense. We create construction jobs for electricians and other types of workers in good-paying jobs within the community. How can you say no to that?
Exactly. With that, we're out of time in this segment, and I want to make sure we have plenty of time to at least talk about a couple of new laws here in the next year. So I appreciate you putting on your alderman hat for a little longer than I expected here in this program. But
right.
Fortunately, you're wearing the same hat in the next segment, but not really. We're going to talk a little bit about new laws and things like that when we come back here on Galesburg Live with my guest, 7th Ward Alderman Jeremy Carlin.
It sounds good on AM, but sounds even better on FM. 93.7 FM, 1400 AM, WGIL.
.755 on WGIL. This is Galesburg Live. Coming up in our 8 o'clock hour, we'll talk with harp player Laura Almquist of Galva. I think that's going to be a very interesting conversation you'll want to hear in our next hour. But first, we have a few more minutes with Jeremy Carlin, who, for the purposes of this segment, moves from 7th Ward Alderman to local attorney with the firm of
Barash and Everett.
Very good. I wanted to ask you about new laws coming up this year. We were just talking off the air about, I think at times, government, and you know that's never going to change, makes laws for the sake of making laws. But on the other hand, this particular thing we were talking about kind of makes a little sense.
It does. What Will's talking about, what you're talking about is the divorce laws are changing such that we will be talking about pets kind of like the way that we talk about children.
Okay.
You know, before pets are like property, the way that you divide it like you would a car or a house or an asset, any other asset or debt. But now what will happen is that the court will be required to make what's kind of like a best interest determination for your dog about, you know, considering who is the one who's been taking care of the dog and feeding the dog and walking the dog and such, then really make a custody decision for your pet.
Much like children.
Much like children. I raised my dog and my son the same way, yes. Well, I guess, you know.
I don't know that you should have admitted that on the air.
No, I shouldn't have that, you know. although, you know, I bet there'd be some people in the world who'd like to be treated as well as some pets are treated.
No kidding.
Yeah, yeah. Right? You know, at the end of the broadcast, we'll give the hotline call to DCFS so they can call them. People can call me in. But so that's one law that we're going to have. Another law that's going to be out there, you know, you see all those Yelp reviews and reviews on Google for restaurants. There's a law that comes into effect in January 1st that will protect individuals from harassment and intimidation for making honest reviews.
Yeah, there have been cases here in the news lately where in another state, but I think a hotel or something charged somebody a couple hundred bucks after they left a bad Yelp review.
Right, and so we'll get away from that.
It seems like sort of a maybe more of a freedom of speech type issue, if anything. But does it go beyond that?
No, I mean, if you think about it, though, again, the freedom of speech means that the government will not interfere with your ability to speak. What we're talking about is protecting individuals from businesses. From taking tactics to try to squelch that. So
yeah.
I guess it is. It's a marketplace issue. It's embracing the fact that the internet is not a passing fad and is here, allowing people to give honest reviews of businesses encourages people to be good business owners. It also, I think, it promotes business. So that's one thing. Right. In terms of other laws that are happening,
we have about a minute left. So maybe you could go through a couple of them real quickly.
Yeah, sure. Barack Obama Day, August 4th.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, corn is the state grain. Yeah, right.
Yeah, that was talked about on a national show yesterday and kind of making fun of Illinois for that.
I kind of said that tongue-in-cheek,
I think
too.
It kind of shows, though, the importance – I mean, helps highlight the – we can't highlight the importance of agriculture enough in this economy.
Well, certainly in Illinois. One other law, which I guess I'll leave you with, is that entities like tattoo artists, dry cleaners – hairstylists will have to have a posted list of general prices. That way, apparently, people have been finding that a women's blouse, for example, women are getting charged more for than a man's shirt. It's the same thing,
yeah.
You know. Mm. And so, try to let people make some good decisions with regard to their choices.
All right. If anybody has legal questions,
they can call me at Barash and Everett. They can contact me at Barash and Everett at 309-341-6010 or at jeremy@barashlaw.com.
And for the purposes of you being an alderman?
They can contact me at jcarlin@ci.galesburg.il.us. I'm also on Facebook, Alderman Jeremy Carlin, and they can contact me on my cell phone, which is 309-368-0011.
Happy New Year, Jeremy. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.